coming up this season on The Bachelorette.
After the show, it's the after party.
Hey, everybody, what's going on? This is Tony from the Red Beard Podcast, and I am joined with my wife, Becca. What's going on, Becca?
Hey, fresh off episode 2. I'm all about it.
Hell yeah. And this is episode 2 also of The Bachelor After Party with Becca and Tony. So this is pretty awesome.
And thanks for putting my name first. I appreciate that.
Yeah, of course. Like
you had a choice.
Well, I actually could have changed it, but, you know, I figured ladies first. So,
and plus,
you know,
the Bachelorette's name is Becca, and that is who we're talking about.
Right, but spelled differently.
Spelled wrong, but that's okay.
So we just finished watching the second episode, and what do you think about all this, how this stuff's going down?
Well, number one, I want to point out that Becca reminds me a lot of Caitlyn. They actually look alike, which kind of throws me off a little bit. Because sometimes when I see her, I think of Caitlyn Bristow from a couple seasons ago. And I really liked Caitlyn. Caitlyn was a little bit more quirky, more funny, sillier. Becca is, she definitely has a fun side to her. You know, she doesn't let loose as much as Caitlyn did. But
you're talking about Caitlyn, the one with like the clown laugh that I made fun of.
Yeah. Though okay. She's from Canada. She's very popular when it comes to Bachelor Nation. And she's still with Sean B, who is from Connecticut.
OK. I mean, this season so far, it's just like watching all the other seasons, because it really, like I said last episode, it's the same formula that they follow. So there's always like that one guy that sticks out. And the one guy that was annoying me at first, but now I'm actually starting to actually find pretty hilarious, is Jordan, the male model.
Yeah. I mean, clearly we know he's not really there for love. He's a 26-year-old male model, I think from Florida. I mean, after the show, he'll get so many offers to do club appearances. He'll probably end up on Bachelor in Paradise. The guy doesn't want to be married. He reminds me of a mixture of, remember Corinne, obviously, Crazy Corinne from Bachelor, and then Bachelor in Paradise, and all that drama went down just because of the dramatics. You know, he also reminds me of, do you remember Waboom?
Oh, yeah, the guy who was trying to sell himself his stupid product, yeah.
And when he and the guy, the chicken guy, were kind of getting into it toward the end of the episode, like we just saw, it reminded me of when Waboom got into it with the other guy who knew him before they went on the show together, and they had that really awkward interaction with each other.
Yeah, like, you're not here for the right reasons. You're here to promote yourself, your stupid product, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I mean, I think he's definitely not there for marriage. I mean, I think that's obvious, but I think he's just so into himself, and he's just taking this time to have fun with it. But if anybody comes at him, you know, he just tries to shut him down with like his quick words and stuff like that. But
one of those words was not very quick. Remember when he tried to say disingenuous, but he said ingenuity or something like that?
Ingenuity or whatever he said. Yeah, it made
no
sense.
That was hysterical.
But I mean, I have to give the guy credit. I mean, he had some balls for like just walking out there.
Literally.
And like nothing but his like Speedo, whatever that was.
A whole new kind of cocktail party.
Yeah, and his brown shoes. I mean, it was just like, I mean, I think she kind of found that funny and unexpected, and I think that's what he was trying to do. He was trying to do something to the cocktail party that was going to get him remembered, that was going to make him stand out, and it clearly did. And then he's there at the rose ceremony with like a blanket over him, you know, like he looked like he was at a toga party. But I mean, like, yeah, I mean I kind of think the guy is funny, but if you look at him very closely, he is super insecure, because when they were getting down to some of those final roses, you could see he was starting to get super worried. Mm-hmm. So,
like, did I act like a total ass for no reason? Am I wearing this pink blanket and loafers and my briefs for no reason?
Yeah, like I talk so much crap and now I got nothing to show for it. So, yeah, I mean, the other guy that I'm not feeling at all is Lincoln.
Stinking Lincoln the crier.
The guy, yeah, I mean, all right, dude, you cry over a picture that somebody threw in a pool. I mean, it's not that big of a deal. You're making it like somebody broke, you're making it like somebody dropped a vase full of ashes that your grandmother was in. Like, it's not that, you just met this girl. Like, that photo may not mean anything to you in 4 weeks, depending on how this goes. Do not cry over it. I'm sure they can get you a second one.
That was pretty savage of Connor to just fling the photo into the pool, though.
I don't blame Connor. I think he went overboard, but I don't literally. But I don't think that he. I don't think that he was wrong to actually feel like the guy was kind of getting annoying.
I want to show you a pick stick I made that I posted on Twitter of Connor. And remember Jordan Rogers, JoJo's man? Don't they look so much alike?
They look similar. Yeah, I can see that. The jawline.
Yeah, the chiseled jaw, if you will. I want to backtrack a little bit in the episode. We see Rachel again for a second episode.
Yeah, I'm done with Rachel.
She comes back. It's just surprising because I can't recall what kind of relationship Becca and Rachel had. I know that they were never really on the shows together, but we see her and Brian come back. They have the guys compete in a really physical challenge, which, again, it's a TV show. It's so cheesy. It's entertaining.
But it's so, it's like, oh, we're going to have you dress in a tuxedo and then do this obstacle course. Like, really, is that really going to show, like, you, which guy you want to be with, like, who can eat cake faster? Like, it was the dumbest thing. And then,
but the ball and chain, like, it's so the play on words. Yeah, I mean, if you were on the show, wouldn't you want to get competitive with it?
Dude, if I was on the show, I would have wanted to be in that rage room. That was legit, and I want to do that. They have those. Like, there's those are blowing up all over.
Really?
Like, yeah, I was just telling you. Like, it's called a rage room. I've seen, like, ads for it on Facebook. You pay, like, $20 or $40, and they literally, you walk into a room, which they designed to look like whatever. It could just be a bunch of crap. It could be, like, an office, and they give you a bat or whatever, and you just smash the shit out of everything. And that is going to be, like, probably some of the best stress relief, I think, you could find. Like, if you're pissed off about something, you can go in there and you know, just smash a bunch of stuff. If you're trying to get over somebody, which is kind of what they did, and they really played it up. It was like stuff from the actual
over the Ari stuff now. Like, yeah, I think Rachel, that was, I'm way over Ari,
and I think that was the way to kind of close that out.
I hope so.
Yeah, I don't think they're gonna keep doing that. That was the last piece. It was like, all right, like, let's in order to move forward, you have to get over the past. And I think that was a way for, you know, her to get over it and move on with the show. But that's something that if I was ever on a show like that, I would hope that I would get picked to go on one of the dates and do that. That was super fun. And it looked like they had fun together.
They definitely did. That was the date with, was it Blake?
Yeah. The guy who came in on the Ox. Yes. That guy. Yeah.
I was really upset when they smashed the TVs, 'cause I love TV. And I feel like I need to bring up justice for televisions for a second. You cannot damage good television. And also, that's like when the cake, going back to the obstacle course, that's good cake. Don't wreck all that good cake.
Yeah.
It made me really sad. I wanted some cake and I wanted some TV.
Yeah. And I know that one of the girls who's going to listen to this podcast makes cakes and cupcakes. And I know that when that happened, she probably was devastated. But just want you to know, you know who you are. It's going to be okay. There's always another cake. So, but with that being said, I think the TV, though, look, this show has a lot of money.
Yeah.
There's no shortage of TVs out there. So I think we're going to be okay.
Yet they all live like 5 in a room. So they don't have that much money. but also in the Rage Room date.
Yeah.
Little John. I was so excited to see Lil Jon because typically lately in these last couple seasons, it's been like these random country artists. I'm not a country person. So Dan and Shay, they do nothing for me.
Yeah.
So seeing Lil Jon, it was like, yes, finally, somebody that I recognize.
What?
He was great.
No, he was great. He was
really entertaining.
I've heard he's actually a really fun guy in person. Like, if you do get to meet him, he's super chill. He knows like what he's known for and he plays it up. What I did think was funny is that they made it look like he was spinning Turned Down for What when it was like totally already just the song. And then they also, like, when they sit down on the couch and they're having champagne, they show him move up like one of the audio channels that said Bachelor. Like he wouldn't know which one controlled which channel. It was like,
I'm
so
cheesy. I'm pretty sure Lil Jon can read.
Yeah, like, I'm sure he knows like which channel to use to turn up the slow music. Wait, on his mixer.
It was kind of like when you and I went on Beach Shazam and we were like, yeah, October's the DJ in quotes, but like.
No, she wasn't. No. She literally just pressed the button and made pretend that she could turn the knobs, which was so dumb.
And spoiler alert, Tony and I did not beat Shazam.
Yeah, people know. Let's not remind them.
So a couple standouts from the episode, I feel like Garrett, who, yes, publicly had a kind of a bad week last week because of that Instagram stuff. He was liking some stuff that people didn't like, but then he released a statement that kind of cleared his name, whatever. Garrett had a good episode. today.
Yeah, he did.
The one-on-one with the pool. I feel like also Blake.
Yeah.
The Rage Room guy. I feel like he kind of came clean with her about the two-month relationship. Or not two-month relationship. He fell in love after 2 months and then the text messages with the girlfriend.
Yeah, yeah.
That was a good standout for me.
Mm-hmm.
I got to take issue with Colton. I knew from the second we met Colton, there was something not right about him. Remember I said last week he had a I spilled the tea right on this episode. I said he had a relationship with Tia and what was unveiled tonight.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I get that. I mean, but at the same time, I'm looking at it from two different angles here. I mean, like, yeah, he had a relationship with Tia, but also he definitely wants to pursue Becca. And even though in his eyes, it doesn't seem like there's anything wrong with that. He did mention it to her, to be honest about it. But I can understand, like, from her perspective, if you're friends with somebody, it's kind of like you don't date a girl that one of your buddies went out with. It just does. It's like bro code. You don't do that.
It's Eskimo brothers.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. That's gross. But you know what I'm saying? Like, but I'm just saying, like, that's something you don't do. So she's in a weird predicament, but she is attracted to him and definitely wants to actually see who he is. So she's keeping him around, but I don't see him
this
sticking.
Isn't also, he has
around.
Another famous ex-girlfriend. He dated Allie Raceman, one of the Olympic athletes. She was a gymnast in the Olympics these last couple Summer Olympics. She's one of the Fab Five, you know, so he dated her as well. She's from Boston, by the way. So that makes me feel like, is it a coincidence that he has these sort of very well-known exes? I think, as somebody who is now out of the NFL, struggling for the spotlight, I get that he's got the charity. That's all well and good. But I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see what happens next week, because in the preview they show some of Becca's friends from last season, Tia being one of them. So it's going to be interesting to see their exchange. I also saw on Twitter that the weekend, remember how Colton mentioned they had a weekend together, him and Tia?
Yeah, yeah.
That was in like January or something, and they started filming The Bachelorette in February. So there was a really quick turnaround.
Yeah, but it also has a lot to do. She said something interesting. She's like, you wonder if he was coming on the show for Tia. Like, do they actually do auditions for these guys before the guys actually know who The Bachelorette is going to be?
Sometimes, but Tia was probably... Oh, Tia could have been... But he had already spent a weekend with her, and that would have been like against... I don't know. That's a good point, because the Ari stuff, like, when did that go down? And then I'm just, my timeline is so confused right now. But all I know is I can't wait to see what happens.
But that, I mean, if they know that there was a relationship and they brought in like girls to come in, like they brought her in to stir up the drama. And I feel like that's bullshit. Like, if you actually really want, you know, this guy to have a shot, then don't bring in the girl that he's saying he had a relationship with. Like, take her out of the equation.
Tony, it's a TV show.
I know that, but I'm just saying, like, that's why it's so unrealistic, you know, bringing in this BS. It's stupid.
And then her best friend, who is it? Raven. Remember Raven?
From Arkansas.
Yeah. Raven is on Twitter saying, wait until you see what happens next week. Like, I want to spill it now, but, you know, you guys have to wait and see what happens. So Raven knows exactly what went down.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing what happens with like who's getting taken out on that stretcher too.
You know,
like,
I've been trying
to figure out who that is.
Yeah. Even Reality Steve hasn't posted anything about it, which I'm a little shocked about.
Yeah.
But I'm interested to see who that is as well. Also, remember Crystal?
Oh my God.
With the voice.
Yeah.
She's going to be on Bachelor in Paradise.
Of course she is.
Somebody saw her at like the airport or something boarding for
Canada. I'm just here because I like the sand. I'm not here to find anyone.
She's just like, she's the worst. Dude, I don't know. This is the whole like episode. It's like the drama ensues more and more. And she's already getting emotional, which is hilarious with it. Cause they always come into it so confident and like, these guys are looking for me. And then they're like, like first weekend, it's like, all right, let's relax.
It's
like,
probably very overwhelming. Some of the kisses are so cringeworthy.
Yeah. Especially
Willis,
the guy who's like, he's laying back on the couch, like trying to make it like he doesn't even care that he's on the show. And then he's like, what did he say? she said something. He's like, oh, well, I guess you're getting to know me. Boom. And then he just like grabbed her and started making like out
that.
With her.
That was so aggressive. And it was a little awkward. I just kept thinking about like, what is her Uncle Gary thinking right now?
I think the most awkward kiss of the night was the Venmo dude who just like the Asian guy. He's kind of Asian.
I think he's he might be a little mixed.
Whatever. Yeah. But I mean, the guy, I call him the Venmo guy because that's the only thing I know about him.
Yeah.
But they like kissed and I don't think she like saw that coming. I think that was like, she just felt like she had to kiss him.
She picked him though. He got one of the roses, which I was shocked about.
But see, they're not showing us a lot like with that guy. He's like one of the dudes, like they focus in on a couple people. They don't show us things. That's why like when people get picked, I'm like, who is this guy?
Yeah.
Like we don't know anything about this dude.
What about Leo with the hair and the kickball?
I like that guy, man. You want to know why? Cause he's ultra confident. He doesn't give a shit about anything. Like, he goes out there, and he's just him. Like, he knows he's got long hair. He knows, like, he's just, like, looks super different from everybody else. But then, like, when they're going to practice for dodgeball, he walks out, and he's like, we're going back to school! Like, you know what I mean? Like, he's funny, man. And then he's out on the dodgeball, like, trampoline park, just killing it. Like, just not giving any... He doesn't get no care in the world. Like, I respect that dude.
Did we talk about last week how Leo has a past in softcore porn?
Oh, my God. No, we did not. And this is hilarious because with that hair, of course he
yes,
would.
There's a lot of people that have been talking about this.
like, what?
It was called, like, high heel intensity or something.
Was it on, like, Cinemax or something?
Something like that. But can't you just oh, it was called high heel homicide.
Oh,
that
my
was the
God.
Softcore porn.
High heel homicide. I want to look this up.
We
so
definitely
bad
have to
right
look
now.
It up.
It was, I mean, like, has so people like reckon. I like how people recognized him from that.
I think, whoever's at home, like, tuning into softcore porn and just so happened to be like, hey, I know that guy. Because he's labeled as a stuntman.
What, in the actual movie?
No. Stuntman on the show. Like, that's his occupation.
Yeah. But I mean, like, is that his, I'm actually on IMDb right now. I'm trying to find.
Would it?
Oh, wait a minute. Leandro DiTavio.
There he is. Oh, see, it's never good when the contestants have an IMDb page because that kind of means, why are you on the show?
But
your softcore porn career, or are you looking for love, or are you just looking to borrow her ponytail holders?
I just wonder though, like, if this guy's actually if he's done softcore porn, like, but it looks like he's just like an actor in the movie or like a stuntman. He might not actually be as crazy as everybody makes him out to be, but who knows? I mean, I haven't seen that. It probably is some kind of softcore like Cinemax crap, but whatever. I mean, that's hilarious because that totally makes sense with that hair. Of course he would, with his Fabio hair. Any other like high points of this episode, I mean, that you really want to talk about? I mean, there's a couple other guys in
Lincoln,
there that was super
I hope, is
weird.
Not going to be around for a while. I feel like Lincoln could be gone either next week or the week after that. I feel like he's just not, whatever that word was that the male model kept saying.
A wanker.
No, not disingenuous, but in whatever he was trying to say.
Yeah.
Because when you look at somebody who you just met like 3 days before and you're like, every time I see you, I'm happy. Like, that's not true. Like, you just met this broad. Like, dial it back.
Are you talking about Lincoln?
Lincoln.
Yeah, Lincoln. Yeah. But yeah, he's like, he's going on and on about like, see, I didn't like when he was at the, after he got the picture, how he was like, he was totally being a jerk about it. Like, they told him like, look, man, we understand, like, but don't shove it in our faces. Like, they're trying to be like cool about it. But then he started like being a jerk. Then he started being a real jerk about it. And, you know, talking to the picture and almost like, oh, hold on, babe, I'll be right back. Like, you just got the picture. She's not your babe
He's
yet.
Creepy.
Like, yeah, dial it back. The whole emotional breakdown over the picture was a little too much for me. And I really don't like how he, like, was a little crybaby and ran to Becca. Like, she would have figured out what happened without you going on the stairs and being like, I just feel like, you know, I feel physically, what did he say?
He's afraid he was going to get like physically assaulted or something.
Yeah. Okay, dude, you're like the most jacked guy in the room. And
he's
you like are the first guy who made it through the obstacle course, but you're worried about getting hurt.
Yeah.
Like, give me a break. If it comes down to a fight, I think you can hold your own. But I'm looking forward to seeing who is actually goes out on that stretcher next week, because that's going to show some true colors of who's who. But I like that, though. I like when the violence starts to happen.
Oh, jeez.
Because it, well, no, I mean, like,
sheesh,
it's the exciting part of the show. I mean, like, they know it's exciting, which is why they're like, next week on The Bachelor, woo, woo. They show, like, the dude
getting
taken out.
There's always an ambulance.
Yeah, always. They know that
sells. I hope Little John comes back.
He won't come back. Little John, you want to come back? Okay. He just comes back. No, I mean, whatever. We're going to see what happens. I'm going to go out on a limb here and just say that you can quote me on this.
Okay.
I think, and I want to get his name right, the guy in the rage room, that was
Blake.
I think that guy is the guy she ends up with.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. There's
you can quote me on that.
Oh, I will quote you on that. What time is it? Oh, I don't even want to check the time because I really need to go to sleep. Yeah. But okay, fine. I don't have any early predictions yet. I'm not gonna throw anything out there just yet. Yeah. I'm not as bold as you.
I don't know. I'm just gonna go with my gut on this one so far.
Okay. Hold on. Wait. Okay, Olivia from Scandal.
From Scandal. Just go. I'm gonna go with my gut.
My gut is what? Always right. Yeah. That was season one.
And then I'm gonna walk really fast down a hallway.
I miss them. I miss my friends.
I don't know.
See how sad my life is.
Finale was weak, but yeah. Scandal. We should have done a podcast on Scandal. Yeah,
we still can.
Just recap the entire thing.
Yeah, just I would definitely rewatch it.
Oh my god, there's some awesome monologues in that show. But anyway, I think that's all we got. What for this episode two of, you know, the Bachelor After Party with Becca and Tony. So stay tuned for next week when we talk about who gets carried out on a stretcher. Dun, dun, dun. And yeah, we'll see you next week. So with that being said,
if you did not receive a rose, take a moment, say your goodbyes.
Bye.
The Bachelor After Party with Becca and Tony will be released every Monday night following the episode. And you can find us on Podbean and iTunes.